This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
How they captured Brianna's accused killer.
The citizen sleuth who called 911.
He just walked past and he had a backpack.
He also had a look of like, well, you know, they got me.
Then... exclusive video.
As far as you can.
The late Bob Sagan getting tested for COVID.
Check the oil. We can always put more in.
As his widow speaks out.
He did everything for everybody.
And did he cross the line?
I'd like to raise a delicate subject.
Your question has been called disrespectful.
Plus, first came the pig's heart.
Now it's a pig's kidney.
Transplanted into their dad.
The amount of lives that this could potentially impact is crazy to me.
Then, the reporter who bounced back after this.
I just got hit by a car.
She keeps on going.
It's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
And the House of Horrors daughter, her new life as an influencer. She survived being held captive by her depraved parents. Now she's a sensation on social media.
She can earn anywhere from $1 to $2 to $3 million.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. The man suspected of killing a 24-year-old working in an L.A. furniture store is behind bars today on $2 million bail. Sean Laval Smith, who has a lengthy rap sheet, was spotted at a bus stop by a citizen who recognized him from news reports. They called 911. Jim Murray explains how that moment helped crack the case.
We're now hearing from the eagle-eyed citizen told police where to find the homeless man wanted in the stabbing death of UCLA grad student Brianna Kupfer.
I see a gentleman who looks very similar to the Kupfer stabbing.
You can hear the hesitancy in the 911 caller's voice. He wasn't certain. Could it really be the suspect?
And he had a black backpack that was very similar to the one I've seen in images.
Police swooped in and arrested Sean Smith, charging him with brutally killing 24-year-old Brianna in a random attack as she worked at a luxury furniture store. Charlie Salinas recorded the arrest.
When I saw his face, he just had cold eyes, you know, but he also had a look of like, well, you know, they got me.
The suspect was walking around in plain sight here in bustling Pasadena in a shopping district jammed with stores and restaurants just 16 miles from where Brianna was murdered. But now there's growing outrage over why Sean Smith, who had such a long and troubling rap sheet, was free to roam the streets. Only last year, Smith was arrested on a felony charge of assault upon a police officer in San Mateo, California. He pleaded no contest to resisting an officer. Soon after, a judge found he had violated probation and issued a warrant for his arrest. L.A. is getting slammed with a 94% increase in homicides over the last 2 years. Detective Jamie McBride is the director of the Los Angeles Police Protective League. You have said over and over, police are doing the best they can, but people are being released back onto the streets within hours of their arrests.
Our officers and officers across the state and nation are actually going out there and arresting people. But unfortunately, these individuals are not staying in jail. People need to be held accountable. And unfortunately, when people aren't held accountable, this is what happens.
Brianna was attacked while she was alone in the furniture store. Tomorrow we'll look at the dangers many young women face when they do work alone. Now some never-before-seen video of Bob Saget waiting in a COVID testing line with his friend, fellow sitcom star Jaleel White. The video has surfaced as Saget's widow sat down for her first TV interview, saying her late husband's battle with COVID was mild.
As far as you can.
It's just surfaced video of Bob Saget waiting for a COVID test. And look who's with him. Jaleel White, who played Urkel on the classic 1990s sitcom Family Matters.
Check the oil. We can always put more in.
The moment of spontaneous comedy is going viral today.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I'll let you do it again.
Make sure you stay in the right hole. A little piece of brain on the end of it.
Jaleel White is a longtime friend and shared the treasured video on Instagram. Bob was right over my shoulder with the jokes. It's the last time he and I were together, and strangely, it's a really fond memory. Saget tested positive for COVID in December, even though he was boosted.
He had talked on stage, I believe, about having COVID December or January.
I was not anything serious. He was great.
Bob Saget's grieving widow, Kelly Rizzo, is speaking out for the first time since he was found dead in a suite at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Orlando January 9th. She shared their final conversation after a stand-up gig.
He was just on his way home or back to his hotel and just was telling me what a wonderful show he had and how it was so amazing. And he was happy and just loving what he did. He just said he felt like he was 26 again.
She also appeared on the Today Show.
He was just, he was just the best man I've ever known in my life. And he was just so kind and so wonderful.
Bob Saget here with Bob Saget's Here For You.
And the final episode of his podcast has just been released. He talked to comedian Margaret Cho about being on the road again doing stand-up.
I didn't know that I was going to love stand-up as much as I love it. I have never loved it. My grammar is bad post-COVID, but I haven't loved it this much since I started.
The medical examiner has not yet released Saget's cause of death. It was a question from President Biden's first year in office press conference that left a lot of people shaking their heads. Was it appropriate? Amber Cogliano spoke with the reporter who asked it.
I have no idea.
It was an epic press conference.
He took questions for nearly 2 hours.
The president went through his pre-approved list of reporters.
Mary Bruce, ABC. David Sanger, New York Times.
And then opened it up to the room. That's when it really got interesting.
Give him credit for going to people that he knew was going to come at him with crazy questions.
Yes.
The question that stunned everyone came from reporter James Rosen from the conservative news website Newsmax.
I'd like to raise a delicate subject.
Rosen started off politely.
With utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold.
And then hit Biden with a doozy.
A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness?
The president, kind of grinning, gave a curt response.
I have no idea.
Reaction to the question depended on where you stood politically.
It is an absolutely disgraceful question.
More often than not, Joe is clearly lost.
I want to know if this guy ever asked Donald Trump if he's mentally fit when he said you should inject bleach.
I caught up with James Rosen today.
I have no regrets about posing that question. It's something that people have whispered about. It's not something that's been brought up in these formal settings the way I did. I thought the president might actually want an opportunity to address it.
People are wondering, did you really expect a serious answer from the president?
I think I got a serious answer from the president.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris appeared on all three morning shows and really got into it with Savannah Guthrie.
To the point, though, because those bills were debated. The bills were debated and they didn't pass.
If I may finish,
But the specific question, if you don't mind.
During his press conference, the president said Kamala Harris will be his running mate when he runs for a second term. Scary situation for a television reporter. She was just beginning her live report when she was accidentally hit by an SUV. And incredibly, she just kept on going.
This TV reporter is about to get hit with a big shock.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo!
Tori Yorgi is knocked to the ground on live TV just as she's about to tell viewers about a water main break in frigid conditions.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Bad weather around the country is turning roads into sheets of ice, making driving treacherous. The West Virginia reporter picks herself up and actually reassures the driver that she's going to be fine.
You sure you're okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet and you are okay.
I am so sorry.
It is all good. You know, Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job.
All in a day's work.
Wow, got to hand it to that young woman. By the way, Ms. Yorgi is starting a big new job at WTAE in Pittsburgh, where we really hope she doesn't get hit by any more cars. Other news today, just 1 week after a 57-year-old man with heart failure was given a genetically modified pig heart, comes news of another medical milestone. Doctors have transplanted pig kidneys into a human being. Les Trent with more on what could be a game-changing moment.
First, it was a pig's heart transplanted into a human being. Now, in another medical breakthrough, it's a pig's kidney. The patient was identified as 57-year-old James Parsons, who was critically injured in a motorcycle accident last September. Surgeons at the University of Alabama at Birmingham transplanted the genetically modified kidneys from a pig into Parsons.
They told us that there was this new groundbreaking research.
I spoke to Parsons' children, Cole, Allie, and David.
Were you guys kind of freaked out by this suggestion, or were you all on board?
No, I don't think we were freaked out at all. We just knew that, you know, our dad would definitely want to be part of something like that, and he would definitely be honored.
Parsons had already been declared brain dead before the operation was conducted, so there was never any expectation that he would ever come out of the hospital. But the groundbreaking pig's kidney surgery could spell hope for as many as 90,000 Americans on waiting lists for a new kidney.
It really begins to open the door of a potential unlimited supply for kidneys that can affect the lives of Americans and citizens across the world.
Technically, the surgery was a success. The pig's kidneys functioned. But 3 days later, the doctors took James Parsons off life support.
The day that the first pig kidney is put into a human and they get to go on and live their life with it, that's going to be an awesome day.
It will indeed. The man who received the pig heart is still in the hospital, but is said to be recovering and doing well. Talk about dedication to your job. An Amazon delivery guy was confronted by a huge bear between him and the front porch, and he wasn't about to let a giant bear slow him down. Check this out.
There's a bear behind the gates of that house. Watch what happens next. An Amazon driver is about to make a delivery, and he doesn't realize the bear is right there.
Stop, stop, stop right now. There's a bear right there. There is a bear right there. That's a bear. Back away.
The homeowner sees everything on his Ring camera and shouts out a warning. And look who pops up, the big black bear making his presence known. Talk about a close call.
Go back to your car. That's fine.
The Amazon guy makes himself look bigger by raising his hands above his head. Smart move. That's exactly what experts say he's supposed to do. Josh and Lacey Morgan are the homeowners.
I think he thought, like, there was a dog in the yard that just ran over to the corner or something like that. And he was doing his job. Just like... No! There's a bear there!
The bear slinks away. And get this, the driver continues with his delivery. He's like the post office. Through rain, sleet, snow, or bear, he makes his appointed rounds.
And he delivered the package, which was just shocking to me.
That guy's brave. Oh my goodness, he deserves a raise.
That's a bear.
And what did that brave man risk his life to deliver? Well, it turns out the Amazon package had a Super Mario edition of Jenga, a present for the Morgan's kids.
Next, the House of Horrors daughter, her new life as an influencer. She survived being held captive by her depraved parents. Now she's a sensation on social media.
She can earn anywhere from $1 to $2 to $3 million.
Plus, imagine living in a 100-square-foot apartment.
That's it. You can't really come any further.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy.
Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Her childhood was truly horrific, forced to grow up in a house of horrors. But Jordan Turpin is making a new life for herself as a social media influencer.
She's the latest breakout star on TikTok who has an extraordinary personal history. Her name is Jordan Turpin, and she's one of 13 siblings who escaped the unthinkable House of Horrors in California. Jordan's story shocked the nation. She and her brothers and sisters were chained, beaten, and tortured by their depraved parents, David and Louise Turpin. Cheryl Casiney is the host of American Dream Home on Fox Business.
Her TikTok followers love her because of her survival, what she went through. They're inspired by her.
Jordan was the hero of the House of Horrors story, saving her family when she escaped and called 911.
I just ran away from home.
Okay.
My two little sisters right now are chained up.
They're chained up?
Yes.
My whole body was shaking.
Her emotional interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer last November was one of the most watched TV news broadcasts of the year. Now she has 500,000 followers on TikTok.
She's just beautiful inside and out. She just seems so genuine and authentic and just kind of like someone you'd want to be friends with on TikTok when you watch her videos. So I think that really, really resonates with people.
Jordan has dyed her hair platinum blonde. She's also having fun with makeup and modeling trendy outfits.
She can earn anywhere from $1 to $2 to $3 million.
Jordan is also using her platform to raise money for her struggling siblings.
Thank you guys so much for all the love and all the support. It means so much to me.
Once shut off from the outside world, Jordan is now spreading her wings, showing the world she's a true survivor.
She has a big future ahead of her.
Wow, talk about resilient. David and Louise Turpin were both sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. When we come back, how did this little girl end up looking like a little red devil?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's a small town boy in a really tiny apartment in a very big city.
Hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, that's it. You can't really come any further.
22-year-old Axel Weber is living small.
Here's what it's like living in the smallest apartment in New York.
It's under 100 square feet.
Here's my favorite part of the house. This is my pantry. That's the whole thing. One plate, one bowl. I like to keep life simple. Here's where I keep all my clothes.
He's happy to have the basics, like running water.
Come on.
Axel came to New York from a small town in Georgia with a dream to become a successful actor. Until then, he's living the dream in his itsy-bitsy apartment.
It's got a fridge, It's got AC. It's got everything that I need.
It's got a big old rent bill. The rent for that place is $1,200 a month. As they say, only in New York. And when we come back, somebody found mommy's makeup. Finally today, there's mommy's lipstick.
Mom's looking for her 3-year-old daughter. There she is. Wait, what the heck happened? No, she's no demon child. She just had fun with mom's lipstick.
That's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. See you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.